Hey folks, hey millionaires. Hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, Columbia edition, okay? As many of you are aware, I am still here in my second residence here in Columbia. Here's the view. Check it out. You like that? It's the view from my bedroom here. And tonight I wanted to talk about, well, basically, the title is, watch this if you're tired of being poor and average. And I thought about something. I want to share a story with you. I've never shared this before, but I think it'll help a lot of you make decisions, better decisions, and take massive action on what you're currently doing and feel better about the process or even the journey that you're on to become successful. Is that fair? So listen up. If you don't know who I am, I'm Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. I'm a young black man from Houston, Texas. Grew up pretty poor and average, but over the years I became a self-made millionaire at the age of 35. And now I go live on Instagram in the dark, okay? And I just give away the gems for free. I don't charge you any money. You don't have to invest money, but I do ask you to invest time. So I'm going to share something with you. So listen up. Okay? Hey guys, what's going on? And some of you know my story. I know some of you are brand new, but many of you are aware that my first business was 7dayfitness.com, but actually it was not. Okay? And I never talked too much about my childhood. But I want to talk about my teenage years a little bit, because I think, you know, millionaires, or even when they make a ton of money, or billionaires or whatever, they don't talk too much about the childhood. And let me share something with you. The childhood and what you did when you were growing up is very significant to the type of person that you will become. Okay? Like if you read biographies of Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, you need to go to their childhood. Not what they did in their 20s and their 30s and 40s. You have to go back to the teenage years. So I want to share that with you so you can kind of see why I'm worth, you know, $40 million today, and why I've created all these different companies, and why I am probably one of the best digital marketing experts on the planet right now on the internet, okay? So let me break it down. So many of you know, at the age of, some of you know this, at the age of 9 or 10 years old, my father bought me my first computer for the house. It was for everybody, not just for me. However, I fell in love with the computer, okay? Like, I fell in love with it to the point that I would spend, literally, this is a true story, I would spend 10 hours, I would go to school, I would come home, I would spend 10 hours a day, every day, on the computer, on the internet. Then I got to the point that I was breaking the computer. Like, I was taking it apart and I was putting it together. And this went on for a very long time. And I remember, I think I had my first job at 16, 17 years old. Well, now my first job in technology is about 17, 18 years old. But the first business, okay, was when I put an ad on Craigslist. Does anybody remember Craigslist? Is that still the thing? I'm not sure. Right? I put an ad on Craigslist because I wanted some money. I wanted more money, right? And I had a thought. I think I didn't have a job at the time, and I had a thought because I realized computer technology, or even being savvy with a computer, I just had more skills than the regular average person, and I had more skills than a person that went to college for 4 years. So I'll never forget this. I put an ad in Craigslist and say, hey, I will fix your problem. I'm a technician. I'm a computer technician. I will come to your house, and I will fix whatever your computer problem is. True story. I remember getting my first response. It was a young, it was an Indian guy in Sugar Land, Texas. Now, if you ever been to Texas, ever been to Houston, Sugar Land is where a ton of wealthy people live. Like, Sugar Land is like the suburbia area, okay? And I'll never forget this, driving to this man's house. Now, listen, this is the first time that not only did I see a mansion, it was the first time that I was actually inside one. And I remember putting on a polo shirt. I put on some slacks, right? Met the guy. Hey, my name is Wesley Virgin, and I'm here to fix your computer. So, okay, come on in, man. And the problem was he didn't know he had printer problems. He was trying to print from his computer, but it wouldn't print out. And I was like, this is simple. Like, this is easy. Like, this is all you want me to do? And when I looked at his house, it was gorgeous. I mean, huge. Easily 8,000-9,000 square foot, man. Pool in the back. He had two kitchens. And he's just an Indian guy, right? And I went in his office, and I was just wowed. Okay? And this is before I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Honestly, I just wanted to make more money, right? I wanted to make more money as a teenager. I didn't know what to do to make money because I had jobs such as, like, Astroworld. I don't know if you guys remember that. That was a theme park in Houston, Texas. I worked in warehouses. I worked at a grocery store, but it was like no money in that, right? So I don't know. I just came up with the idea just to post an ad on Craigslist. So I was in there. I was fixing his computer. Obviously, I'm a genius at this time. I mean, it was easy for me to do this, right? And I think I was charging $100 an hour. So, I mean, I think I was charging like $50 or $100. I fixed it, and the guy gave me $100. Okay? He gave me $100, and I couldn't believe it. I swear to God, like, I could not believe it. I think I was like 17, 18 years old. He gave me $100 for doing 15 minutes of work. I think I was charging like $50. I don't know. He gave me $100. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if I did this 5 times a day or 10 times a day. And the reason why I want to share that story with you is listen, sometimes when you hear stories or you hear people that become successful and they share their story, you need to know, especially like people that make money fast, like in their 20s. You may see somebody in their 20s or 30s that make $1 million. Listen, those people that make money in their, I mean, a lot of money in their 20s or their 30s, usually had something going on as a teenager. They started a business. It doesn't mean it necessarily was successful, but they were trying to do something. They were making a little money, not a lot of money, but they were doing something. And the reason why I want to share that with all of you, because I don't want you to think that this journey or your journey to making millions or making more money is just like a walk in the park, because you see 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and teenagers make millions of dollars. Okay? It's almost applicable to like basketball players. You know, you see basketball players and you wonder why do some make it and some don't. If you do your research, majority of basketball players, their father was either a basketball player or they had somebody in the family that was a basketball player or somebody that played on the collegiate D1 level trained them. Does that make sense? Because what you got to realize, like, because I want you guys to, you know, become wealthy. It is a totally different way of thinking when you wanting to make millions of dollars. Does that make sense? Think about it. When I was a teenager, I was making $6 an hour at the grocery store. I didn't make $100,000 a year until I turned 28 years old. And that was for, and I was working at a job. Now think about you. Now I did that in my 20s. I was making six figures in my 20s, in my later 20s, right? Most of you who are in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s, you've never even made $100,000. So you have to think about Wesley's mindset. If I had a job and I was making six figures, my mentality was different. Like I wasn't coming from 40,000, 30,000, 50,000 a year and talking about how I'm gonna make $1 million. Does that make sense? Okay. So don't let the videos of the people, I mean, listen, it's always inspirational to see other people win. I'm all for it, you know. I'm grateful that we have social media, we have platforms that showcases people's success, and you see it all the time. You say, well, if he can do it, I can do it. Great. But however, it's no walk in the park. It's not, it is no easy task at all to do it. And it's not like what you got to do is difficult. It's just the mindset that you have to adopt. Listen, when I was, 17 and I started a company. I mean, I didn't have an LLC. I didn't know what LLC was. I didn't have an S-Corp. I just was trying stuff. Honestly, I was just doing stuff. See, a lot, what I've seen a lot of younger people do, instead of doing stuff, they talk so much about what they're going to do. But when I was 17, 18 years old, I just was doing stuff. A lot of it failed, but instead of talking about, well, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to start this business, I just was doing it. I put the Craigslist ad on the internet, posted it, waited for a call, answered the call. And I did that for a couple of months. Just fixing random people's computers, driving around in my Ford Explorer around Houston, Texas. Like I was just doing stuff. Personally, and some of you might be able to resonate with this, I was a doer. Now, let me share the difference between a doer and a thinker. A thinker is a person that thinks so much about what they should do or what they want to do, but they want to make sure whatever they need to do is going to work out perfectly. A doer, he doesn't, and she doesn't really care too much about the mistakes. Like, I'm going to be honest. I made a lot of mistakes. In my 20s, I made a ton of mistakes. Filed bankruptcy, had my car repossessed, I wrote bad checks, I've been in jail. I made a ton, but I was a doer. I was the type of person to say, well, I'm going to do it first, and if it don't work out, I just do something different. And I had that mentality as a teenager, okay, just to do it. I wasn't talking about it. I wasn't thinking too much about it. I just did it. And that served me as I became an adult and now a grown-ass wealthy man. Does that make sense? So some of you who are just starting now, right? You may be in your 20s, your 30s, and 40s. Like if you're in your 20s, okay. You're like, okay, I want to do something. Well, do it. And don't get so caught up on, well, this is going to be the thing that's going to make me $1 million, because it might not be the thing. And more than likely, it won't be. Most businesses that most millionaires started for the first time did not reap millions of dollars. But if in your 20s, you just got to do stuff. Does that make sense? You got to try things out. You got to be a doer. Don't think so much about, is this going to work? Am I in the right business? Am I in the right industry? Listen, if it feels good, if somebody else is out there doing it and they're doing it well, do it. Does that make sense? Do it. Don't get caught up with the, where am I going to make $1 million? How long is it going to take me to make $1 million? Am I going to make $10,000 a month? Don't get caught up on that. Learn just to be a doer and try things out, because as you try things, see, when I look over as a teenager and when I was in my 20s, Like, I did a lot of stuff. And all the stuff that I did, all the different opportunities that I joined, I learned skills. I extrapolated skills from all those different opportunities. Does that make sense? See, some of you, you get so upset because you do something and it doesn't work out, but you don't think about the lessons that you're learning that is coming together as an aggregate, that you're going to use all those skills from all those different companies and opportunities and businesses that's going to create your next best thing. Does that make sense? Okay, give me a thumbs up if you're with me. If you're in your 30s right now, shout out to my 30s. Listen, it may take you a while, okay? Please, somebody record this as well. Like, it may take you a while, okay? It may take you a while to adopt the entrepreneurship mindset. It's not so much about the skill. Yeah, the skill is important, but you have to adopt a brand new mindset. Listen, if you have been working at a job 5 or 10 years of your life and you decide to pivot into entrepreneurship, you still have 10 years of programming, of getting up, going to the job, getting a paycheck every week, every 2 weeks, cashing your check, hating your coworkers, talking to your boss, sending emails, serving tables, getting off at 5 o'clock, going to lunch. It's a lot of programming that has happened to you over the years. So if you're 30 years old and you want to make $1 million, you want to make more money, it's going to take some time. Okay? Because of all the past programming. So don't expect to do, you know, what you see these 20-year-olds are doing, and they're doing it because you don't know their childhood. You don't know what took place when they were young. You don't know what they was exposed to. Does that make sense? Everyone, stay with me here, okay? If in your 40s, it's not too late. Is it difficult? Yes. It's going to be more difficult, especially if you're transitioning from a job mentality. Do you know who Colonel Sanders is? He's the guy that make the KFC chicken. You like that chicken? It's good. It's not good for you, but it tastes good. He started that company at the age of 47. Ah. You remember the guy that created McDonald's? Not the McDonald brothers. The guy that actually made McDonald's what it is today? Ray Kroc started that at 52 years old. Billionaire. You're with me? You know who Steve Harvey is? Yeah. The guy on Family Feud. Got a show, whatever. Steve Harvey, he didn't make millions and millions of dollars until after the age of 50. He was sleeping in his car at 40. So listen, what I'm saying is not too late. Okay? Like, it's not too late, but I want you to approach entrepreneurship or starting a business from a logical standpoint, not an emotional standpoint, okay? See, you folks get all riled up, you get all excited, oh yeah, I can do this, because you watch these videos, and they say you can do it, and maybe you can, and you get excited. Say, well, I could do it too. I saw that person, they did it in 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. That person did $1 million, a year, 2 years. Well, I know I can do it too. Maybe not. I don't want you, listen, in your business or whatever you eventually do, I don't want you to be driven to do it just based off your emotions because you saw somebody else do it. Because those emotions will diminish. Why? Because you're going to fail. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to be real with you, folks. You're going to fail a lot. There's no way, and I'm talking from the heart here because I care about you folks. Like, it is so much failure on the journey to becoming a 7-figure or 8 or 9-figure. It's so much failure. You can't even imagine the emotions and the sadness and the hurt and the discouragement and the pain and the crying nights and the bills and the debt and the credit card debt. You can't even pay your light bill. You can't even pay your rent. You got to stay back with your mama. Stay back with a friend. Does that make sense? Your credit is jacked up. There's so much pain when you start a company. Okay? But you have to learn that. Now, I learned this in my later 20s. It took me a while. I learned to appreciate not just the success. I learned to appreciate the failure. See, that's the mentality. You remember when I was talking about the mentality part of this? Like most of you, you only appreciate the happiness and the successes in your life, in your business, in anything that you do. But you don't appreciate the challenges and the adversities and the pain and the frustration and the irritation. You don't appreciate that. Well, the people that overcome and become who they eventually will become, they learn to appreciate that failure. Okay? I began to appreciate partnerships that went bad. You can't imagine how many partnerships I got involved with, how much money I invested, how much money I spent for it not to work. I had to learn to appreciate that. You can't imagine how many courses that I bought. You can't imagine how many seminars and how many internet marketing events that I went to. Still didn't make any money. I had to learn to appreciate that. Let me tell you why. Listen close. Everything that you do, even the things that you do that you think is not applicable to your success, it is. Okay? It is. Everything. Even the losses. Even the tough moments in your company. It's like all that learning, like you're learning daily. When you're in a company or in a business, you're daily learning all that, what you call failure and problems and issues. You're learning and you're becoming more resilient because you have to be able to handle that emotional stress and those tough times. You have to be resilient. Listen, a lot of you want to run a company and you want to have people under you, right? You want to lead people. You can't lead people if you're not able to absorb adversity. If you're the leader of a company and when something goes wrong in a company, if you're crying and whining and like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do, then what do you think your people are going to do? They're going to do exactly what you do. Are you with me here? You know, running several companies, I've learned so much, and it's still so much I still have to learn. Like, it's such a growing process, because first I started the company by myself. Then I had to hire people. Then I had to learn how to be a leader. I had to learn how to be a manager of people. Then I had to learn how to be a manager and a leader of myself. Then I had to learn how to inspire and motivate my people that work for me. Are you with me? But most of you, let me tell you what stage you're in right now. Listen, please. You're in the stage with yourself, by yourself. How many of you affirm that? Like it's just you. Like, you don't have employees yet. It's just you trying to do it. It's you trying to get yourself in a position that you're able to lead yourself to continue to do what's necessary, regardless of the issues, the problems, the adversities, the vices, and everything that is meant for you to fail. That's where you are right now. Okay? You're in a stage by yourself. How many of you are in a stage by yourself? Because you're out there, you're trying to figure things out, right? How to make money. how to save money, how to budget money, how to start a business, how to start a company, how to make more money, how to double your income. I get it. You're by yourself. Well, that's the stage that everybody begins. You have to be able to do it with yourself, by yourself first. I get it. You want to automate your business. Well, I want to automate my business. Well, how can you automate a business if you can't get yourself to do what's necessary right now? Like, business in the beginning is a manual process. You have to do everything yourself. If you don't have a ton of money to hire people, and I would never say hire people when you're brand new because you don't even know what you're doing. You have to take all the bumps in the head first before you start to hire people, because you need to have some understanding of every, like, operations, logistics, accounting, customer service. You need to understand that to the point that when you bring people on, you know exactly what's necessary for the company to run. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? My goal of this rant tonight is I want you to be a doer. Just do it. And if you're currently doing it, keep doing it. You know what I've learned? It takes time for your intention, for what you want to actually catch up to the actual outcome. We all, I think everybody here has an intention to make more money. Yes. I think we all have an intention to make millions, not just for ourselves, for other people around us, like our family. Yes. We have an intention to be a first generation millionaire. Yes. We have an intention to be financial independence. Yes. Okay. So, which means is, when you have your intention, it takes time for the intention to actually catch up, to actually see the results of the outcome. Because I know some of you, you know, you're impatient, like, well, I thought it happened by now. But why would you think that? You know, why would you think it's going to happen now? Some of you think you're so smart. You say, well, I'm smart. You know, it shouldn't take this long for me to figure it out. I made A's in schools. The success of a business has nothing to do with the grades that you made in college or in high school. No one. It doesn't matter if you was a valedictorian. I know valedictorians. They don't even make $100,000 a year. I know salutatorians. They don't even make $100,000 a year. I know people that made all A's in school. Don't even make $100,000 a year. As a matter of fact, I remember I went to a restaurant the other day and somebody recognized me. And that guy made all A's. He said, "You Wesley?" I said, "I am." I didn't know who he was. He said his name. I still don't remember. But then I remember later, I told my boo, I said, "Oh, man, I remember that. That guy made all A's. But that guy's working at the restaurant, serving me." And I'm thinking to myself, what happened? Listen, what I want you to understand is success or making a ton of money, it's not about how smart you are. It's not about kind of grades you made in school. It's not about where you live demographically on the planet Earth here. What matters is your intention. Okay? Like your intention, like just knowing it's going to happen. Okay? And knowing it's going to happen, like if you really knew that you eventually will become a successful person, you wouldn't worry if you will eventually become a successful person. If I ask all of you, hey, I see, do you believe that you will eventually become a successful person? You'll say yes. No, but do you know it? Do you know from the deepest part of your soul that you will be successful, period, one day? Yes. So why are you worrying about it? Why do you have anxiety about it? Why are you stressing about it? I didn't learn this until my later 20s. I said, Wesley, if you truly believe that you will become a multimillionaire, if you're telling people, telling yourself that you will, you know you will, why are you impatient about the process? Why are you bitching and complaining about it's not working? I gave my money. I don't understand. What am I doing wrong? Why are you doing that if you believe and say that you know it? Are you with me? I had to learn that lesson later in my 20s. And I learned that lesson so I can share with you tonight. If you truly believe, if you truly know that you're destined to be a successful individual, that you're destined to be able to take care of your parents, take care of your family, give your wife the life she deserves, give your children the life they deserve as well. If you truly believe that, and you know that, why worry or why be impatient about when it's going to happen? Like, if you know it. Everybody on here has a car. You guys have a car or a license, right? Or access to a car. You're not thinking or worried about if the car is out there in the garage. Is it out there parked out on the street? You're not even thinking about it. I say, hey, where's your car? You say, oh, it's outside. How do you know? I just know it is. Like, how do you know your car is outside, folks? I'm talking to you right now. How do you know that your vehicle is outside? You're in your bed right now talking to me. In your car, probably driving. I'm not sure where you are, but you're listening to me right now. How do you know your car is out there? Well, you say, well, I don't know, but I just know it is. See, whenever we know something, we don't think about or worry about it not being there. Even though somebody can steal your car, yes or yes. Somebody can burglarize your car right now. Somebody can hit your car right now. Does that make sense? It can happen. It's a possibility. But you're not thinking about it. You're not worried about it. You're not even concerned about it because you just know it's going to be out there. Well, until you know that you will be successful, until you know that you will become this multimillionaire and whatever you're going to do it, and like you know it, because when you know it, you erase all doubt. And doubt is the enemy to success. Write this stuff down, folks. Doubt is the enemy. If you want to ensure that you never become a successful man or woman, doubt. Okay? You cannot say or think anything that is a contradiction to what you want. You can't say, I want to be a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, but I'm broke. Well, I want to be successful, but I can't afford this. You get it? Can't have any doubt at all. Okay? Any questions for me? Hey, did I get somebody to record this for me? Just in case. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and end the live now, and I'm going to jump back on for part two just to make sure you guys get this. Remember, if you're tired of being poor, you're tired of being average, just take action. Stop comparing yourself to who people are today and compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Get in the zone. Get in the box. Stop looking and focusing on other folks. They would discourage you because you're going to compare yourself to them and say, well, they did it at that time. Why haven't I did it? Because you don't know their story. You don't know their journey. You don't know their journey. You only know the journey that they have communicated on the internet. Much love. I love you guys so much. I'll be back in 5 seconds. Much love, and let's go.